As far as the no fly list.
If you're on that list.
The most problematic thing is that
anyone can be under the investigation of the FBI.
And I know that something really good is going to come out of all of this.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another week of the No Fly List, where we talk to comedians, artists, musicians, and other cool and interesting people of color. I'm Athir.
I'm Amama. And this week we had writer, comedian Gabe Pereiras on the podcast.
Woo! Gabe was so much fun. I know you guys have been friends for a while and you've been, you know, hanging out a lot. So this was really cool to get to know him.
Yeah, Gabe is such a wonderful person. He's an absolutely amazing writer. He will edit every single thing I write. I always send it to Gabe. He's just like a really, really good person, comic, and he's from Boston. So obviously, yay for Boston comics. But yeah, it was a fun episode. I let Gabe swipe on my Bumble, which was
fun. you guys will hear it happening in real time as he's swiping and we're commenting.
Like,
so
swipe on a guy with like an eagle tattoo, like all these like pro super America tattoos. And then that weekend,
that guy definitely stormed the Capitol.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There was a guy that Gabe was swiping on that I was like, oh, this guy would kill me. And then over the weekend when we were hanging out, he was like, I should have swiped on that dude because we were all in the park and he kept swiping again. And he was like, I found Amama's perfect match. But yeah, Gabe, it was like a really fun episode. We also talked about confrontation and our like different styles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think he's like more of like a direct person. I'm like very like non-confrontational, but working on being more direct, because it's not a bad thing to be confrontational. It's just unless you're just like yelling at people in your confrontation. Oh, yeah. But it has like such a negative connotation to it instead of just just being communicative with people. That's something I'm working on this week too in like therapy, or not just this week, but these few weeks of like being more assertive and like drawing boundaries with people, which is so hard.
Absolutely. Especially right now. But yeah, it was like a really good, he had like really good talking points. And I think like overall, this was just like such a fun, light episode.
Yeah. He's great. We talk about his long-term relationships and all of these awesome things, but definitely check out his work. But before we get to that, we're going to get to our first segment, the No Fly List, No Fly List, where we talk about or put people who we think should be on the No Fly List instead of innocent brown folks like ourselves. So, Amama, who do we have this week?
We have the CDC because they have no idea what they're doing. it seems like everything is like a choose your own adventure book for the guidelines.
Like, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Yeah, like, maybe it's
what happens. But it feels like all the blame is being put on people instead of the government. So it kind of sucks because I feel like, especially right now, cases are skyrocketing again. We're probably going to have to go down to another lockdown, which means I'm definitely leaving the city for a bit. But again, the CDC, get your shit together. So
seriously, maybe iron out the details before you roll them out to everybody and then just be like, oops, just kidding. Actually, I feel like people are just kind of constantly like demanding answers, which I get. But then the CDC is just like, oh, let's just give them whatever, like something without being like totally certain of like the outcomes. And I know these things are unfolding as we kind of go along. But it's better to err on the side of caution. And I feel like they were just like, oh, no masks indoors. Oh, now you're all going to die of the Delta variant or other things. And it's going out of control again, which is kind of scary. And the CDC for many other things and their past and horrible things that they've done that has earned them a spot on the no-fly list. I feel like they were on before. I don't know, but maybe for a different reason.
Done the government, because the CDC might have been like, we did people who refused to get vaccinated, but
now maybe that's like, it. Yeah.
We just need to like, the CDC is at fault.
Yep. Yep. They are. They are.
Yeah, definitely get your vaccine if you haven't.
Keep getting tested, because apparently a bunch of people are getting like positive COVID results, and that's kind of scary. So I've been doing that, and like every time I think I'm like, I have a cold or allergies, I'm like, it's probably COVID. But again, better to get tested if you have symptoms, just to be safe, get vaccinated, still wear your mask, even if the CDC says, you know, whatever, just kind of be cautious, be smart about it.
In the meantime, enjoy Gabe's episode.
Welcome, Gabe.
Hey.
Hey, finally I get to talk to you. I've heard so much about you from Amama.
I know.
Which, are you which one of her sons, you and Dan? Are you the other son?
I think I'm an adopted son.
You're an adopted son. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if Dan is your biological son at this point.
I think you both are adopted sons. I fight with Dan more, and you've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, you saw an eruption.
Yeah, you guys fight like I think I feel like the younger kid.
Yeah.
Who like just gets all the love.
Exactly. That is true. Dan and I like do fight like, because this fight that you saw was like a big fight.
That was a big fight. I was like, is this normal? I don't know.
Everyone kept asking that. Everyone's like, is this normal? Dan was like, yes, it is. It's fine.
Have y'all ever fought like that?
No.
No. I don't know if we've probably, because like in friendships, like everyone gets mad at each other, but we've never like fought like.
Now we're due. It'll be.
Yeah. Let's make it happen now on the podcast. Let's give the listeners something juicy.
Well, I feel like when we do, that means we've reached a new level of friendship.
Friendship. Yeah. I'd be actually excited about that. So, yeah.
I'm highly non-confrontational. So just like even you telling me about fighting with Dan makes me so uncomfortable. And what, like,
I feel like it helps you reach a new level of friendship for
I think there could be both. Definitely.
Yeah.
You're the type of person who can grow from that kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know if Dan did. Another fight about to erupt.
That's what's funny about him. It's like during that argument, I was like, Dan's really mad. And I was like, Amama's ready to move on past this. We were just kind of like ready to squash it.
I was like, fine, whatever. And he was like, no.
He also doesn't remember.
He doesn't. Yeah. We didn't talk.
Are these
three.
Like drinking fights, or are these?
So drunk, and then we were all like, we were at Tuesday, so we went back to my house, and then and also like this is the time where like I think I ordered pizza, so the pizza had just gotten here, mm-hmm. So now you just have people watching us fight while there's like
we have like
pizza waiting. You're like, yeah. Craft services.
And then like you had like another comic like trying to like intervene and be like, mm-hmm. it was a really fun fight. But you know what, to be honest, in quarantine, the only people I really hung out with was you guys.
I know.
Yeah. So after a while, like I saw them every single day, and I still do basically, I think. But I think after a while you have to fight.
You kind of become like brother and sister. Yeah. I don't even fight with my own brothers even when I want to. Like that's how, like when I fought with my younger brother, it's like bad. That's what happens. Like we wait.
Yeah.
But generally I'm like very anti-confrontation, which is not great either. Cause sometimes you do need confrontation, but confrontation I guess doesn't always mean like fighting. Although you seem like in a chill way.
I will confront people.
Yeah, but, I used to fight with my sister a lot. She's 5 years younger, I think after we became teenagers and stuff, like after I went to college and came back, like we weren't fighting anymore like we used to.
Yeah,
it was just kind of past that. And we're both adults now.
What is your style though? Because I'm curious. Like,
what's your communication style?
I will definitely straightforward. Like, okay. I'm not gonna scream necessarily, but I will tell you if you're bothering me.
And you have done that before. Like, if I've said things, you're like, well, that's fucking stupid. And I do think.
Well,
like,
I hope that it's valued. I hope it's not.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Bullying.
Yeah. No.
Some
no.
people are like, you're an asshole. But I feel like what I'm saying is hopefully me being honest.
Do you think it's like a Massachusetts thing? Because what I've realized is all of the Massachusetts boys will just be like, well, isn't that fucking stupid, Amama? And I'm like, is it? And sometimes they're right.
I think there is something about maybe the East Coast. I don't know if it's Massachusetts.
That's true.
Did you? But, I know you started comedy there, right? In Boston? Or no?
Yeah, I did. That's where I started really getting into it. That's where I grew up.
But, you grew up there? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I did start doing open mics in the Bay Area, actually.
Oh, okay. Like great. Another great comedy scene.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know any of the people that I know now here. Back maybe like one guy who just moved out here a couple years ago. But Yeah, I did open mics there, and then I moved back to Boston and was there for 3 years, and now I've been here for 3 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we didn't know each other in Boston.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, maybe
no.
Ran into each other once at open mic.
Yeah, and I think, and I told you this at a party where I was like, I saw Gabe, and I was like, oh my God, he's cute, and then I met you, and now it's like, oh, this is Gabe.
It totally ruined
it. After he spoke, you're
yeah.
like,
I was like, oh, this is my new friend. I was like, this is my child.
My son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the scene is small, but like I started to come up to Boston when you were leaving.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Because I started to like go to mics and shows, and then you were like, you and Luke Tumo were gone. Like you had like a party of like, we're going to New York, and that was it.
Right. I think the first time maybe we met was maybe at one of the barbershop shows or something like that.
No, okay, so I had come up to Gabe when I was in New York. I don't know if you remember this, but I was like, do you know Logan and Dan, they said you're really nice. I'm new here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you were like, well, I'm going to some mics. Do you want to come with? And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And
well,
then I followed you around for, I think, and then you were like, oh, you know, if you need anything, let me know. Like in a very like, whatever. And then for like a few days after, I was like, what mics are you doing? And I followed you for those weeks. And that was like how I think slowly I've like made you become my friend. That
yeah.
was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we were chilling on her stoop last summer.
All yeah. the fucking time. To an unhealthy point, the amount of...
I had fun.
I had fun, too.
It was necessary.
Yeah,
I feel like.
I think whatever you need to get through the pandemic, whatever you did last year, I feel like it's like a wash. It's forgiven. It's a wash.
Completely.
It's like, do whatever the fuck you need to do to get through this. Because there's no way... It's unprecedented. There's no way to like handle it. It's just like whatever helps you grasp on to life at that point.
I totally agree.
Yeah. We only... Yeah, because we were stupid. Then I took everyone to Two Saints. And now what's really cool is you get to be friends with everyone at that bar.
Yeah, now I'm...
Now you're a Two Sainter. I love Two Saints.
I'm a regular.
We have a picture on there.
We got on the bulletin
board. It's me, Dan.
That's like an official... Mark.
It is a
that
very
is
all the
wow.
other pictures are like faded and it's like our picture. It's like really exciting.
Yeah.
Y'all are celebrities.
We really are.
local
alcoholics.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
thinking of moving. I'm trying to move to Brooklyn, so maybe
Brooklyn's the fucking move.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I've honestly been looking at places and the second I contact them, they're like, it's gone. That's a problem.
That's
it's
how
like,
New
I found
York
places,
is.
But I'm like, I can't even get through. It's so annoying. It's like finding concert tickets. It's harder to find an apartment than honestly was the vaccine for me.
I totally agree. I'm in the same boat right now. I'm looking for an apartment.
You
and
are.
I'm just like, I had no trouble getting a vaccine. Like,
yeah.
I was
yeah.
one of the
where
first
are you?
People I
where are you looking yeah. for apartment? Same neighborhood?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Why are you moving?
Crown Heights-ish. My girlfriend is moving out to Colorado. She just got into veterinary school, and so we're gonna do a little long distance. Gonna try that.
Okay.
See how that goes, and then so I had to find a place. But we've been living together.
Oh, okay, that's what.
Years.
Okay, got
yeah,
it. Got
but
it.
I cannot afford our place by myself.
It's yeah, like, that's a tough thing. Yeah.
And I'm not, it's only one bedroom, so I'm not going to have someone move into the living room at this point.
Yeah.
I've done that before, but I'm maybe too old
get
for that.
Get a couch.
All right, I think I'm too old for that. Maybe
I think,
how old are you?
Like, I just turned 30.
Yeah, you're too old for that.
I like almost
even if
debated
you said 25,
that.
I'd be like,
no, I think 25 for sure. Because I did that at like when I was living in Providence. I had like my own space, but I basically was like, yeah, someone else can like also like live in this like little area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it was
bunk
weird.
Beds?
But
you can get a bunk bed.
There's an idea. I didn't even consider that.
Oh, my God. There's a, someone told me that there's like, they're living with like people who live in the same room. Was it you? I don't know. Someone told me that there's like a comic who's like living with like two other comics, but they like are just like in a like the same room.
Y'all, I saw an apartment where he was showing me like the video tour, and he's like, "So as you, it's a one bedroom. As you can see, there are twin beds here, but it does accommodate king size." And I'm like, which comics live here?
Yeah.
I'm
which,
sure
like, to be honest, like,
Bushwick. I'm like, comics definitely live here.
And especially if they're guy comics, they're not having sex. They're just going to stay with each other. It's totally
basically
fine.
A prison cell.
It is. Yeah. And you know,
no
maybe
sheets.
It's good for them.
Yeah, there are no sheets at all.
If they do have sex, they'll just be like, hey, man, like, this is my roommate. He'll be fine. He won't wash.
There's a toilet in the room.
But I think guys are more, they don't care as much about the setting in which they have intimate relations. It's like, it doesn't
no,
matter.
I think they, do you?
What?
Do you care, like...
If you had a roommate, they can hear you? Yeah, like if a roommate can hear you having sex or something.
I don't want a roommate to hear me. I know that my neighbors hear me and I don't give a shit.
But you don't have to see them every day.
Yeah.
That's different.
I
mean, the same extent maybe as someone you're
I just don't,
with,
don't... I like don't know their names, so I don't care.
Yeah. So they're not real people. It doesn't matter.
Right. They're basically just characters in my life. But I've gotten some looks, I think.
What the fuck are you
doing?
I don't know. I just feel like there's like sometimes. Well, okay. So my old neighbor, she moved out. She was always getting in fights with her girlfriend, like loud fights. And she was a big lady, like an intimidating woman, like very tall. And so one time I heard them fighting through the wall and I was like, what is going on? Like, do we have to like knock on the door? Like, what should we do? I was like worried. And so I like knocked on the door and she's like, steps up to me and she's like, can I help you? She's like, comes to the door. I was like, yeah, just making sure everything's good. She's like, we're fine. And she, like, slams the door.
As she, like, slams her girlfriend against the wall. She's like, she's fine.
Yeah,
she's
the girl was, like, crying in there. I was
my God.
God damn. She had this huge dog, like not a husky, but, like, that type.
Yeah.
Like, hundreds of pounds. Like, a massive dog. So they were very, like, intimidating presence in the building. And she was very scary. I'm glad she's gone.
Damn.
I was, like, throughout.
Also good for you, because a lot of people actually don't, like, go knocking on neighbors' doors.
That's the kind of confrontation. Like, I will go, but then I might get punched in the face.
Yeah. But I do appreciate that, though, because I think that's
I've got involved so many times and it's never gone well for me.
I don't think it ever does. But I think it's like, I think to be like, because I one time went up to a girl that was like really drunk and like some guys were around her. And I was like, hey, like, are you okay? And they're like, she's fine. And then, and that was like the fight that I got into. And you know, when I'm drunk, there is like a level of me being like, okay, but I'm not asking you. But it was like, but I think I appreciate that. Like, if I was that woman's girlfriend, I'd be like, oh my God, finally.
You're a good neighbor. The door me, so she's like chained to a chair. Yeah. Just like, somebody help. And like, you're all good in there. The dog is scary. Okay, bye.
I mean, our walls are not that thin. I was like, we really can hear things. I was like,
that's a scary thing about New York. You never know what situation you're walking into either.
Yeah, definitely.
That's crazy.
Because my neighbors can hear me have sex 1,000%.
Yeah.
Super. And also, when I lived with three roommates, also a comic, he one time, and it was like the next day, and he was in the kitchen. He was like, "Yeah, no, I just heard things that I did not need to hear from across the hall." And I was like, "Oops!" Like,
that's, you have headphones.
Yeah, I was like, also like,
get a pair of headphones.
Exactly.
Plug them in.
I did ask him. I was like, "Hey, can you just like throw a condom under the door?" But then I didn't end up using it. And he took so long. The time he came, I was like, "I've already also come." Like,
oh,
we're good.
That's so funny.
Wait, so you're not gonna stay in that same building. I know, like, with things like opening, and I know, like, you're going through some life changes. Like, how have you been feeling with like comedy and life in general? And I know we've talked about this a little bit, but like with everything like open again.
Yeah. I don't know. It's nice to be able to like slowly see people and not feel the same pressure that I did last year of like hustling and like not kind of considering the bigger picture. I feel like I've had like some time to really think about what I want to do, how I want to spend my time. And I think that up until last year, right before March or something, I was like really just so busy that I wasn't thinking about what I was like doing with my time. It was like just kind of stuck in the hamster wheel, you know, and not really knowing what are my goals? Like, I had these goals, and then I was like, but are these small things actually helping me get towards there? And so now I've been able to reevaluate like multiple times every year, and it feels good.
Yeah.
Anything specific that you want to focus on in comedy or in your career? Like more towards like writing or like more stand-up, more acting or anything?
Definitely more writing. Me and Amama have been, we got to collaborate a couple times. We've been doing more like satire articles and stuff like that. That's something I really
started doing this past year.
Yeah. And it's been really fun.
That's dope.
Like, to be honest, like, so the last article I wrote, and it had been a while since I'd like written something, and I like gave it to Gabe immediately because I was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now. And you've like, all the edits were so fantastic. So it is something that like, when you keep at it, man, it is a fun thing to do. And a lot of like writers and writers' rooms like want people who can do satire, especially in like a political context.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. There's a lot of opportunities for that right now.
I was just talking with Lizzie Martinez last night. She just started doing headlines for The Onion.
And hell yeah.
She's really excited about it. Like, that's awesome.
So, I told you once I get that email, I will recommend you, but they have not sent me the fucking email.
Whenever it happens.
I'm ready.
It's like,
that's how I feel. But you know what? I thought about this recently. I was like, okay, I keep wanting it. The second I forget about it, I'll like get the email. So I'm just like, all right. And the guy was like, it just takes a while. And I was like, okay.
It's fine. That's what I feel like. I'm like really enjoying like the process of just like writing these things. I'm not like so obsessed with...
the outcome.
That's such
the
a outcome, healthy like I did mindset. Before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why you seem kind of like, I mean, I don't know you that well. Maybe we will fight, but maybe we're
hey,
both.
If we're lucky, you know.
Maybe you guys are going to fight in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, if we become best friends. No, but even then. No, but I was just saying that's such a healthy mindset because I think that keeps you in the game longer and keeps you from burning out and keeps you more sane if you're just focusing on the process and enjoying that yeah. because that's all that's tangible that you have in front of you. Yeah. You can't really control the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were one of the first people, I think this was like a few years ago, maybe like 2 years ago, probably, that like, I was just like, oh, I just like need something. And you were like, you'll get it. Like, it's just going to take like, why like stress so much? And I think that's like, especially now I'm like, oh yeah, like maybe I should like, you know, like go on dates and shit and like actually like live a life and then like have fun. And then like everything else just falls into place.
Yeah. This is also not to say that we shouldn't all be like trying our hardest.
I think we are.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that there's one way to look at that and be like, oh, let me just coast and kind of like take.
But you don't
as they
coast
go.
Though. Like that's yeah. the thing. Like you're running shows. Like you write every day. Like you're writing like all this shit. So it's like you're not coasting.
Yeah, this is very recent. Also, like
yeah.
it took a while. Like,
yeah,
when we were just hanging out last year, I was like, let me just hang out.
When yeah. we were hanging out last year,
well, we didn't think comedy was going to be a thing anymore. So
yeah,
like,
right,
exactly.
Also, when we were hanging out last year, it was just like we were just so happy to be outside
yeah.
and with other people that I did not give a fuck about anything else. I was like, look, this is so nice. Like, how long is this going to last? And it by like November, we were back home and it was scary. And it, yeah, so it's.
No, I think it was well spent.
It was very well spent. Yeah. I loved last summer, including. The gonorrhea.
I knew you were going to go there.
Including the clap.
No longer, yeah. I mean, that's a successful pandemic.
It
I
really
think.
Was, yeah. I think yeah. I was like, I,
oh,
I was,
look at me. I got an STD.
Are you guys
so
weren't fucking?
No one else is essing? Okay. what was it like for you, like starting like comedy in Boston and growing up in Boston? I'm really curious about it because like my cousin just moved there for college and mm-hmm. she's like still like she just moved there from Palestine and she was like, I don't know how it is yet. And I was like, I feel like it's like a whiter, cleaner New York in a lot of ways. But like growing up there, I was like, well, I don't know what your background is exactly. I just
My mom's from Brazil and my dad's American.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mixed, your dad white?
Mixed race.
Yeah. Oh, I heard you talking to Carol yesterday, who was a guest, a past
she's
guest.
Brazilian.
She's Brazilian. She
yeah.
was like, oh, yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
She's
so,
actually, she was. It was funny. Her husband is like from almost the same town that my cousin lives in right now.
Wow.
Yeah, very small world. It was crazy.
I love that. So yeah. How was that, like in Boston, like, were there any other Brazilian?
No, there's a big Brazilian community in Massachusetts. Not as much. It's actually like, one of the things that's actually more so than here. Like, New York does not have a big
community. Yeah, and there's also, like, in Rhode Island, there's, like, a lot of Portuguese people,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The whole, you know, New England area has a lot of,
yep.
at least southern New England has a lot of Brazilians and Portuguese. So, I didn't grow up speaking Portuguese, but I do, you know, I was definitely, like, part of the community, you know.
Yeah.
My mom's, you know, working, and she ran a cake business for, like, most of my childhood. She was, like,
ooh.
Baking cakes in our basement. And so all of her clients are Brazilian, basically. So, you know, they do, like, quinceañeras and stuff and, like, weddings. But, yeah, I mean, that's how you... I don't know. Everyone relies on the community there. So it really feels, like, very set.
That's really cool. Because yeah. everyone always asks me, oh, is there a Palestinian community in Alabama? I'm like, no. That's why it was hard growing up there. Now there are definitely a lot more Palestinians or Arabs in general, mm-hmm. Muslims, but like that was not a place to go. Like it makes sense to go to like a bigger city or a place where there are. What, were you in yeah. Boston proper or just or outside?
No, outside of Boston, about okay. 30 minutes south. I you know, most of my family was in closer to Boston, like Dedham is the yeah. town next door, so. I do have like cousins who are similar to my age and stuff. So I just, when I was back last week, they live in Boston now. They have a house and we had like a barbecue. We went go-karting.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was the first time seeing them in a while. So
that's really nice. Yeah. Dedham's like a cool.
Yeah. Nice they're in Hyde Park and they, you know, still got their parents in Dedham. And
that is like the nice thing where like everyone's like family is close. But I had like on Long Island, that's like how it is for me where like mm-hmm. my cousins are like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're close to them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think that's really something I don't take for granted. Like
that's really
having,
nice.
Like,
yeah.
Family.
All those that family growing up, you know.
That was not the case for me in Alabama. I had like one cousin that moved there who were still like really tight. But yeah, he grew up in New Jersey and then moved to Alabama when he was 12, which I don't think he was super happy about. But no. I'm like, finally, somebody my age who like gets it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And he was like the only other Arab in school with me. But then he changed his name from like Muhammad to Zach. And I'm like, what? Damn you. Nobody knows that you're Arab. Or like,
really? What a good move right there on him. He was like, I'm going to save myself some years of trauma.
Yeah. I've seen how this went down for you. And yeah. I'm going to start with a new name, new identity.
Every time they're like, Muhammad, Zach. And he's like, no, just Zach.
Just Zach. Yeah.
Did you ever use a different, like a Anglo name?
I'm very proud of that. Mostly because there's no way to make a Thier a nickname without it sounding stupid. Yeah, there's no non-stupid. People tried.
Yeah.
Here.
There's no.
Let's not try.
For a second, like a split second, I thought about going by AJ because like a Thier Jacob. And I was going to like make.
Is that your middle name?
No, my last name is Yaqub, which is Jacob. And,
sure. Yeah. Okay.
England, whatever. So I was like, AJ could be my nickname for like a second. And then I was like, no, I'm not an AJ.
No.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys were big then too. And yeah. I don't think
AJ fits your personality.
AJ's like a white kid with like a red backwards hat.
Or like a white girl who like is on the softball team.
I was confused. That's like... It was Alabama and no one could say my name. Yeah.
No,
well,
you're
allowed
to be.
Was not great to grow up with, but then I just became the person that like I was so talkative in school and I was like I'm just gonna make everyone my friend, so I was just like in different groups, and after a while, like, because you're with the same kids from second grade onwards, if a sub didn't get my name right by like ninth grade, people were like, it's a mama, it's not hard. And I was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Got these little white kids on my side now.
They get it.
That's cool.
They're the ones that get the most offended sometimes. Yeah. It's like, that's not how you say your name. Oh yeah, no one, even my principal, and like on my graduation day he called me Althea when he like said my name, and I was like, it's a Thier Yaqub, but then he said it wrong again the second time.
I mean, the amount of times I've got Gabrielle is like from people that know me. I'm like, what's, how do you still, you know, depending on where you're from, obviously, maybe that's like the way to pronounce it. Like
Danielle is Daniel, and like, or Daniel's Danielle, and other
In Brazil, they say Gabriel, and like, it's close, but you know, I was like playing football in high school, and like the announcer would be, "And Gabrielle is coming." I was like, "There's no girl on the team." You know that.
Is that why I started?
That would be like a big news story.
But you were like skinny enough. They're like, "Wow, that girl! Like,
look at that girl run!" Test her for some testosterone. My God.
The guys are like, "We are not going to tackle."
That's so funny. So that's why you started going by Gabe at what point?
No, I've always gone by Gabe, but like, I guess that was my full name. Yeah, that they had on the roster or whatever.
Gabrielle. I'm going to call you Gabrielle when I'm drunk now.
Gabrielle.
Go for it. I mean, if you're going to be my mom, then you better...
You should call him by his full name.
I don't actually know anyone's, like even, like, Dan's, like, middle name. I don't know what anyone's... I figured Dan's middle name is, like, Chinese, which is racist, I know, but...
I mean, it's definitely Chinese.
It's definitely... Like, okay,
it's not racist to imagine like, that it's something...
I'll text him later and be like, what is
not
your middle
Chinese.
Name? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like Anthony. Yeah. It'd be hilarious.
It's funny.
D'Antoni Yang.
D'Antoni Yang.
Yes. I was going to say, it feels like I always have to double check. I'm like, is Dan Chinese? Because, you know, like, you don't want to just say the first thing. I have to double check with him.
Oh, he's absolutely young.
No, I'm saying, like, you know how sometimes you're thinking about someone who's like, whatever, Asia. I don't want to just jump to the first Asian country that I can think of. And I'm like, wait.
I mean,
no,
China's a good guess.
China's
always
a great guess.
I know, but then it's like, you don't want to just call someone who's Vietnamese Chinese or something. Like,
yeah, but I think Yang, and then just the way Dan looks, he is absolutely.
I did... We know another Asian comic who I believe is Chinese, but I call.
See, you never know. You never know.
I do, because I don't know him as well. But I did one time, just like out of reflex, call him Dan, and I wasn't thinking. And I was like, I was like doing an impression of like him being brought on stage, and I was like, oh, we're bringing Dan up here. He's like, did you just call me Dan? I was like, I said, damn. I like tried to backtrack. He was like, you son of a bitch. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Honestly, nowadays it's okay.
Does your like background, like not you know growing up like Brazilian and American, does that play into your comedy at all?
Yeah. I'm trying to craft more, especially stand up bits. That's always been like part of it, but I'm just trying to do more you know, sketches and like mm-hmm. articles like more about Latino culture and like immigrant culture and stuff like that. I think it's really fun when you can actually like get the voice to fill those topics. But I'm trying to. The Brazilian president right now, he's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you guys know a little bit about him.
Yeah. Awful.
So the latest story about him is that he's in the hospital right now for hiccups.
Which I
what?
It's completely true.
Well, it could be because
you had
thing,
posted
apparently.
About it, and I was like, no.
If
way.
You have too much, if, like prolonged hiccups, I think that could be a heart thing. But
he's
I don't
had
know.
He's had like chronic hiccups for like 10 days, so now he's in.
Drink but some it, water. Upside
I know.
Down,
hold your
works.
Breath, you dumbass. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Somebody
I just,
scare the dude.
I have this thing where I don't know if you guys struggle to get rid of your hiccups, but I think I know exactly what to do to get rid of mine. I like. Hold my diaphragm basically and like just resist them. And like my girlfriend, she cannot. I'm like trying to teach her how to do it. Do you guys feel this way? Like, do you know how to stop your hiccups?
Sometimes so I haven't been able, that's not like a long term solution. Maybe I'll just stop for a few hiccups, but this seriously works. My brother taught me this. You drink water, not upside down, like essentially upside down, but what you do is like keep leaning over and you drink it in a way where your body is like at a 90 degree angle bent forward. Mm-hmm. And then if you keep going and drinking as much water that way, I swear it works. I don't know how, but.
If it's reliable for you, I feel like everyone has a different method that works for them.
I've had a few hiccups here and there this week only because of the acid reflux.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize because I hiccuped and I was like, oh God, it's going to like happen for a while now. And then it didn't. And I was like,
it's such a terrible, embarrassing thing that you can't control it. It really makes you realize how little control you have over your body.
Completely.
Sometimes.
But I just love the idea
apparently
of like.
You know how to neutralize them.
But the idea of like the government doctors like being like, okay, now hold your breath. It's like, we've tried everything.
He's like, boo.
Yeah.
Well, you could really be like, yeah, you could scare him and be like, oh, they're going to save the Amazon. It's like all of a sudden.
Yeah. Right, oh, yeah, exactly. Be like, there's a gay senator. There's a gay. He's like, it's like, finally, that's what gets, he's a piece of shit.
Well, speaking of you mentioning your girlfriend, we're going to get into our first segment.
Okay.
Remember that like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. Well, you said girlfriend right now. So,
oh, okay. Sorry.
This is called 50 Shades of Brown. And it's where you give dating advice to one of our listeners who wrote in a question.
Cool.
All right. Ready? I want to be in a relationship again, but going through the whole dating process feels like a chore now. Do you have any tips for motivation?
Tips for motivation?
Yeah.
To get back out there.
I mean, what does she want? She wants like a long-term thing? She wants a... It kind of depends on what you really want.
Yeah, they didn't specify, but I would say like... To be honest, if I'm like, even right now, like, I just don't even, it seems like so annoying. Like, I guess maybe like, didn't specify, but short, long.
I mean, I don't know. I think you have to start with something short. That's the only, you can't like go out necessarily looking for something long all the time.
No.
You know, especially if it's like getting into the way of your motivation. Thinking, like, how do I like find the right, you know, partner for life? You know, you're just going to stop yourself at every corner.
Yeah.
So, lower your standards and
fuck everyone.
Just fuck somebody and then you'll learn by process of elimination, I think. And I don't know.
But it feels like such a, I get the part of it feeling like a chore, like downloading an app, blah, blah, blah. And so it's just like, okay, just download the app and just start swiping without any like expectation, just to see, just like dip your like toe in the pool a little bit and see. That's what I did when I was like, I wanted to start dating again, but wasn't sure what to do. I mean, you don't have to like get rid of all of your standards, but not going in with just, if this person wants to get married or have a long-term relationship, but it's good to go in with like knowing what you want. And if you are just open to things, then just be open.
Yeah.
But I think it is a chore, especially in New York. It's so
it's such a chore.
Hard.
It's like, it's so annoying, but it's like, it's not like, I think I just don't really go. So what I've started to do, I put my Instagram on my Bumble and now dudes just DM me, which is great because I really don't want to like put in the effort.
I should do that.
And it's just been much easier. And I've just been like, you can DM me if you want. And like, it's been kind of nice.
Oh, they DM you on Instagram.
Yeah, because I don't want to like, if you really want to reach out, you reach out. And then I'll like look at their profile and it's like, all right, this is a little bit easier for me. But the other thing is I really don't know what I want, to be honest. And I like... I have had someone ask me, and I was like, dude, I don't know. And they're like, well, I know what I want. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, you do your thing then.
Good for you.
Yeah. I was like, I cool. Like, I
well,
really...
do you want to hear what I want? Yeah. No. Can you figure out what I want? Yeah.
Well, how long have you been in a relationship?
Current girlfriend for about 6 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. How'd y'all meet?
We knew each other in college, and then we both moved to Boston after, and then didn't get together until a few years after college. So, like, yeah, when we were, like, 25. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you started dating where? In Boston. Boston. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you both moved here together to New York?
Yep. Her family, she's from here. She grew up in Brooklyn, and her family's also here. So,
nice.
We have them nearby. It's nice to be in Boston or New York, and we always have family around. So, yeah, I get along with them. They're cool. Yeah.
That's the way to go. Having family around wherever.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere I've lived, but pretty much. Been, you know, when I lived in the Bay Area, my brother's been out there for 30 years or something.
I was in Boston and Providence, my brother was in school in Boston. Mm-hmm. So it was such
easy.
Perfect. Yeah. It was in the whole time. So, like, I was like, all right, this is cool. Like, Northeastern does like a 5-year program, and that's the 5 years that I was like in Providence.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That's awesome. So you never had to do the like the dating app thing and like start. It was just like a natural.
I've never done it.
You've seen, but have you scroll lucky. Like swipe through my?
Yeah, I think you've given it. Like, yeah, swipe some guys.
Yeah, it's annoying because it's like everyone just like has. We should like.
What are your
you
standards for swiping?
I mean, yeah, for me it's like every time I look at the app, I'm like, whoa, look at all these features. You know, I'm like,
You mean of the apps or the?
The apps. I mean, sure, of the guys. Yeah,
look
no,
at those apps. Look at a chiseled
It is shocking
jaw.
To see. I've also helped some people like create profiles. Like a friend of mine, he was, I forget what app it was, but he was like, can you know, there's like all these questions that they ask. And he was saying, what should I say for this one? I was like, I'm not the person to answer this, but
what
I'm happy. It's
goals?
Fun.
Well, you know, it's funny though, because like I was at Old Man Hustle a few days ago and one of the guys was like, oh, like, what do you think about my profile? And I was like, you should actually put these two pictures up here. Like, these should go first. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and I would change this to that. And I was like, he was like, whoa, like, that took you 5 seconds to assess. And I was like, yes, like, if I'm a woman and I'm like looking through things, I was like, these two pictures don't tell me a thing about you, but these two do and they look good. So I think sometimes men, and I needed help. I had Zuby and Hannah like look at my profile and they both like were like, I ordered pizza and we sat and they were just like, all right, like I would do this and this, and I was like, all right, cool.
I downloaded Tinder while we were in Miami for like 3 days deleted it when I got back. There was no, so everyone looks the same. I mean, hot.
Okay,
but like,
I thought I was going to fall in love with the guy that I talked to all through like the three days that I was there, and then I was like, do you want to meet up?
Oh yeah,
and
he did. I thought we were going to meet up.
So you downloaded it just for the day, like for the couple days.
Yeah. And she helped me put some pictures up that
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so you helped me like curate that profile. Yeah.
Did you get any responses or?
I did, but I didn't want to meet up with any of them. I was just.
So what was the point of down? Like,
no,
you just didn't find the right person.
I didn't find someone. Yeah, yeah. I would have.
You would have.
Like,
yeah.
I invited them to, like maybe to a show or something, but.
I would have too. And someone did not respond.
So which way do I have to, left or right?
Oh my God. Accept? Left is a no.
Left is a no.
Okay, don't. Yeah. You know.
Left.
I can't even. Yeah, so we are currently swiping, okay, right? Let me see who you're swiping on. So we know what your taste is.
I was like, can you do it? That would be.
I won't say their name, but it's.
Athira will do a story for the gram.
Let's really zoom in on those profiles.
What the fuck is this guy holding? Okay, so.
I could get.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I mean, I like this. He's a good-looking guy. he likes vegan buffalo wangs, which is maybe the worst thing I've seen. So he's holding.
Gabe is actually reading the profile, which is more than I thought.
See, that's the thing. It's like you guys like I've seen people just you guys just swipe like mad. Like insane.
Okay, but
people.
Okay, this is why. Wait,
I know you're jaded, but
I swipe through 100. That's my thing. I will swipe through 100 people, and that's like where I stop. Sometimes I go, okay, once I reach 100 of no's, I stop. That's my rule.
100 no's.
How are you keeping track of that?
I keep. Okay, I don't. I sometimes start over. I'll get to 20 and be like, wait, where was I?
Oh my God! Wait, I think I know him. No.
Oh my God!
Wow, this person. Okay, if you're listening, this person has a tattoo. Of
the Twin Towers. What is that?
Basically,
the statue. You have to go out. You're like, sorry.
Wait, okay. He is into MMA. travel and documentaries. He is fluent in Russian.
Go out with
he
this.
Has no yeah, I don't know if
no,
the
you
Twitch
gotta see his picture.
Yeah. So okay, I wish there's like a way he has the Uncle Sam thing with a gun and then the Statue of Liberty half dead on his chest.
This guy's out of his mind.
So basically he would kill me. So if I actually want to die, swipe right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're trying to be murdered by
yeah, by this guy who thinks I like did 9/11.
Did a 9/11.
Where were you?
I also love that he is like so like tatted up with these like pro America things, and he's like,
wait,
I'm also
a
Capricorn.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Capricorn. Whoa.
We weren't joking.
Whoa. There's Uncle Sam shooting a gun as a skeleton or something.
Yeah.
Or as a Joker. Uncle Sam is a Joker.
Uncle Sam has the Joker.
He is. He's a Joker with a gun, and he's drinking a Truly. Of course he is.
Oh, God. Not even a White Claw. Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, not even a... He's like a knockoff White Claw. Okay, this is so crazy. No. Or yes? Is this
no,
a yes?
No. He works for the CIA. And if the CIA is listening...
See, I'm glad that I get to see what the guys look like on these apps. None of my guy friends are showing me what the women look like.
Oh, that's what I love doing. I make them, like, give me their phones and I... Like, lately, I've, like, asked my guy friends who've been, like, asking for, like, lady advice. I'm like, oh, send some screenshots and I'll, like, tell you what to say. I recently, like, one of my really good friends in Boston, like, he was like, should I DM this girl? And I, like, wrote out a message and I was like, send this. And it worked. So, again, shout out to me if you need any help.
Matchmaker.
And again, like, he's, like, talking to another girl and I've literally been like, I would say this exactly. And I was like, I know it's going to work. See, I'm so good at this.
This guy's a comedian?
It's Logan.
Okay, yeah. Well, is he right? He's clearly not a writer. He's not. No. You're ghostwriting his messages.
For like two ladies. And it was because he was like, oh, what do guys say to you that works in the DMs? And I actually like screenshot a DM that worked.
What is that? You want to share?
Yeah, well, so I screenshot a DM from a guy.
I think you should start a service. You're like, here's some things that have worked. Here's some templates.
Oh, yeah. Kind of jokingly, although really not if you... take us up on this, but Mama and I will break up.
We absolutely will. Not even jokingly.
We'll break up with someone for you if you need us to. We'll do it in a nice way. Like, you know, someone like doesn't
you like go to their part. Like, what you're
well,
like, you're
one,
like the mob.
No one
you
guys are like- has, you know, taken us up on that offer yet, but we will figure out a way. We can probably do it in person, might be nice. Like, it'd be weird over the phone.
Yeah. Show up with then, like bats. Like, what do you mean?
No, what? No,
first of all,
so
we're gonna
nice
show up to like with like.
Gabe's
like,
not coming back, and you need to get over him.
With an American flag over, like you
would
die.
I'd bring tissues. I'd bring, like, a care package.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe some essential oils. Like,
maybe some whiskey.
We'd let them down. Yes, we'd let them down easily.
Oh, you're trying to be, like, their girlfriend for, like, a night.
No, I would be like, look, like, we need to talk. I'm here on behalf
that's what
of
I mean.
Your
like,
girlfriend.
Supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not for the night,
on behalf of who?
I will fuck your boyfriend, your ex.
Oh, you're doing it for the women. I was
either
looking for the male perspective.
Or men.
Hey, also
whoever your partner is, we will break up with your partner.
And whoever your partner is, man or woman, if they're hot, I will also offer condolence sex.
I was just imagining.
That's like when you sleep with a divorce lawyer or people don't sleep with their, it's kind of like, well, you asked me to break up
with
them.
Hey, if your girlfriend or boyfriend are cute and you're breaking up, like I'm going to do the breakup and be like, by the way.
I mean, we got to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is a message.
Something out of it. Not monetary, you know.
Oh, no. Where'd it go? Okay.
It's a free service right now, but no one has taken up us.
It could be like a, you know, on demand, like a Uber, but like, you know, break up.
Breaker.
Yeah, Breaker.
Breaker. Oh, my God.
Yeah. A Mama sketch idea.
Breaker. Yeah, I think that would, we should shoot it. So this is the message I got from a dude once. And he was just like, hey, we matched on Bumble and I wanted to reach out. I love that you enjoy basketball and sports. Pretty sure I've seen you do stand up before. And he named the venue. Anyway, like I'm at a business dinner tonight. My name is, said his name. So it was really nice. And then I talked to him for a bit. It wasn't like, we weren't really like, there's no like real good connection, but he was like sweet and
so just a thoughtful message.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful. And that's
not
what,
a crazy person.
Exactly. And
just
that's when I was
crazy.
Like,
crazy. The bar is really low.
That's what I keep hearing. And then, the bar is so low.
So low. And then the message that like my friend in return, I was like, well, take this as an example. And then he sent me a message and I was like, that's actually perfect. Like, you should send that. And it was similar of like, hey, like, you know, like, no, like.
So you used a cool guy's cool guy's message to craft your response for your friend.
Yeah.
I see.
But like I like gave him the message and I was like, look at this. And here's what I would say based on that. And then he like just made it his
this
own.
This should easily
this
be
is
a job.
Plagiarism.
Like you, it is plagiarism, but if you change the wording and
well,
this guy
also,
is not
like, well,
published,
like,
he's just, yeah. he's just a dude.
Well, like Logan also just added, published. Like, I think he added like, cause I had something really similar based on this. And then he just wrote like, anyway, if you want to get drinks, let me know. And I was like, look at that. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And she responded. So again, nice. I will offer my services and other men's messages if you pay me.
Eventually,
we do hookups and breakups, yeah. whatever y'all.
Hookups and breakups. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys are multifaceted.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, listeners, somebody, please write us in. Yeah. We will do this. We have too much time on our hands. Okay, Gabe. So, we actually have one last segment for you called Keeping Up with the Caucasians.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah.
I'm really worried about this one.
Well, you're half Caucasian.
You are
half. And I'm dating a white person. So,
ooh.
I'm dating a.
Okay. So, we got to see how much they've like rubbed off on you. But let's see. So, we've got. Okay. Categories of different things that you're going to choose from. I'm going to call them out for you and just choose one of these categories and I will ask you a question. So we have food/beverage, pop culture, activities, style and clothes, phrases or sayings, and miscellaneous.
Ooh, let's do phrases and sayings.
Phrases and sayings. For 500, do you have a... I tried doing it as a Jeopardy game.
It did not make any sense. Let's do it for 1,000.
Oh, 1,000. Okay. Have you seriously like called Target Tarjay?
What?
I don't know if
that's... Is that a white thing?
I think that's a lady thing because I say Tarjay.
That's like a...
Oprah thing?
That's like a wine mom like joke.
It's yeah,
like,
but still. Okay. I
not like saying like all... I mean like a white wine mom joke. Like that's like something like my old coworker would have like on her... Like above
her
computer.
It's like a white woman thing.
Yeah.
It's with like, her two-handed mug.
This is my like sad personality. Like, hey, do whatever you... If Target makes you... Target makes me happy, but I'm not going to call it that.
Target makes me happy, but you've never... Like, okay, not even in jest has said
no, Target. No, I like actually really dislike it like that. I would be like, hey, you're better than that. You know, if someone actually said that, maybe Tarjay. Like, when was the last time we went to Tarjay? I don't know.
I think I said it when I, like, because in Providence, everyone would say Tarjay, and I was like, yeah, sure.
I've definitely said it.
You've said it?
I think like it's a recently. Woman thing, though. I think more women, I don't think I've ever heard a dude say, I think women say
maybe
it.
Maybe you're right.
So maybe it's more of a woman thing that we both said it. So
okay.
Different category.
I want to hear another one.
Do you want another category? Do you want
another phrase?
Another phrase.
Do you have another one up on hand, or is it easier to
What about you? Calling pizza za?
Za? No.
I thought he's a bro-y frat.
That's a bro-y thing.
Yeah,
but bro-y white thing.
I don't know. I've never called it za. I used to exclusively just spell out pizza.
What?
Like, with my family especially, because we didn't want my sister to know like we were getting pizza. And she like didn't know how to spell for a while. Oh. You know, so we'd be like, we're getting P-I-Z-Z-A tonight.
Why couldn't she know?
She was just a child, you know? We didn't want to like get her like
excited,
freaked out.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, she was annoying. And like you get like a kid excited for pizza, then they're
like, when's it coming? And you're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Or if you like decide that you're not gonna do it that night, you don't wanna like have to, because then they're gonna demand it.
Yeah,
you know?
then it's like a whole thing.
So you never said za.
I never said za.
Okay, good for you.
You know what they do, which I've been made fun of before in Brazil, they do eat pizza with a knife and fork. I don't know if you guys seen people do that before. But
I've seen someone somewhere do it, but it's blasphemy in New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to fold it. You got to walk while you're doing it. You got to yell at somebody. You got to like.
That's so, I mean, like if you're sitting down at a pizza place and the pizza's like got so many toppings on it, it's just like unpleasant
sometimes
to eat it with your hand.
I've done knife and fork with like, because there's some pizza places in Williamsburg. There was one that was like, I got a veggie slice, but it was like just.
You can't pick it up.
Yeah, you can't pick it up. And I was like, well, I want to eat everything. I'm so hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our culture, we eat stuff with our hands that probably even shouldn't be eaten with our hands.
But
so.
We always have like, that's the thing though. Like you have like, I have also used the pizza bread to like pick up things like.
Yeah,
because
we use bread as a utensil.
But sometimes it's just fucking hot
like
and the cheese is hot and like the veggies. So it's like, it's easier to do that.
Sometimes, you know, especially after a pandemic, I'm like, let me just use it.
Yeah.
Let me not touch my hands.
Yeah.
Use my hands for everything, you know. But no, never called it za.
Well, congratulations.
You guys have? Is that a
no?
That's not a lady thing.
No, I don't think that's a lady thing.
Not even, I don't even, God.
You've been around a lot of bros if you've never said it.
But and everyone I'm around, though, like, no one says, no one would say za. I would be kind of, if they did, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to call someone out if they.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'd be please like, do. No dude, one should be saying yeah. za.
Yeah. And my like our like my friend Nicole calls me or like Nicole always calls me bro all the time, mm-hmm. and like she because she's from Miami, so like that's just like a common thing to say. But I can't imagine her even when she like she shortens things, but she doesn't say za ever.
You know what's really embarrassing? It's and this is probably very white. Is you know when I was growing up in high school, there was like, you know, like a slang that was like developed in like our school where like people would like abbreviate things, and that to me that feels like very it's like, you know, you ever seen like Gary Goldman do that?
That's on there. Yeah, that's on there. Yeah, like appreciate depresh. Yeah, I mean call it his yeah.
It's like stuff like that. It was like
I've done that.
People like talk
that.
Like that.
It starts
but, like,
in
sentences.
Jest.
Oh
like, no.
Full, like, you know, if I go home and people are still being like when I say something is like handsome, be like, yeah. Oh, that's Hans.
Oh God, no! That's,
yeah,
that's like
it's
too much.
It's cringy.
Too much.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's
no.
Too
I think
cringy.
Back to it now, but it's
I've
like,
said
it's
it
so
jokingly
ingrained.
With stuff. Yeah. I'll still do that jokingly with things, but not. But that's what happens. Sometimes you start saying it ironically, and then it just mm-hmm. becomes part of your mm-hmm. vocabulary, and then you're like, "Oh my God, I'm this person now."
I went to my 10 reunion. What 2 years ago? Last year, and you know, I like saw someone, and someone said something like that, and then like a girl saw us, like, "You guys still talk like that? What the fuck's wrong with you?" You're
some
too old.
People never change.
No, true, it's really yeah. hard. You go back into the old, you know, things that feel familiar.
That's true.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for playing Keeping Up with the Caucasians.
Happy to.
I guess, you win this round. Congratulations. Yeah,
I know. White. Not as white as I thought it was. That's
well, good. You are white, I guess. Yeah. But not like that white.
That's good.
Not culturally that white.
Culturally white? culturally Jewish. You know, just culturally white.
Culturally like, white.
That's the that, worst. Yeah, that's way worse that? Than being physically white. Culturally
true.
White. It's like, are you all right? Yeah.
You're appropriating culture. It's
yeah.
like,
it's so embarrassing. Yeah. It's like you're culturally white, but you like wear, you're actually wearing a kimono.
Oh no, I'm not actually white. Or I'm dreads. I just identify
sombrero.
As culturally.
Yeah. One of our friends used to have dreads.
Who? Oh, white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he's proud of it. He doesn't.
He does not. Yeah,
he's actually one of those people who just like, yeah, that's what I did.
And there's
and
a picture.
No one
it
can make
is,
me feel bad about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I guess that's a way to be if you're gonna have dreads.
Oh yeah, I think especially
no,
the
I think
way
it's
he
problematic.
Looked. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No, I mean you shouldn't have them at all. But if you are, I guess you've got to defend yourself.
No, yeah.
I just love that, you know, he's getting married now.
Yeah,
and that his wife is just like, I love every part about you. Like even the dreads.
Even the dreads. Even the dreads. Even thing? That picture of the yeah.
I mean, hey, we've all had embarrassing moments, but. That is
talk to them in a few years. Everyone in the beginning loves everything about everyone. And then once you really like, you're like, I hate your fucking dreads and I never liked them, you piece of shit.
They've broken up before.
Have they?
Yeah. And then they got back together. So I'm pretty sure that was probably said when they.
Your fucking dreads. They look awful. Not natural.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you so much, Gabe. This was such a fun episode.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Where can people find you?
Gabe Pereira. S at the end, so Pereiras on Instagram and Twitter. My website should be ready in about a week. Gabe P Comedy. So check me out there. I got a sketch coming out with Electra. You guys just had her over
yeah.
here. Yeah, yeah. We just directed a sketch together. We wrote it together. Yeah.
Amazing.
Shot it. So it'll be out in like a week.
Hell
it's
yeah.
be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Follow Gabe. Follow us at NoFiList Pod. Follow me at Athir Yacoub.
You can follow me at Amama Sardar.
Thank you, and thanks, Canal Street Market.
Thanks, guys.